Happy Easter again on this, the last day of the octave, the 8 days of Easter and divine mercy. The gift from God of His love, His forgiveness to us, His sending His own Son who died for us, who beat death, who won the game, rose from the dead, and is now in heaven. I always try to teach again how we believe as Catholics, how Easter is still Easter today, just as it was on the Easter Vigil. You know, I always think it's interesting, and I don't want to blame anybody, but it's interesting when, in my own life, if I receive a card in Lent for Easter, well, it's Lent. And I did, and I praise God, and I thank those gifts, but it's Lent. Like, Easter just begins on last Easter Vigil. It is still Easter right now. It was fun to come, as last week I was on my retreat and my vacation and also packing, that I was able to come on Friday to our students at our school to remind them that it is still Easter. Here's the candy. You can have it. It's a freebie for you. Usually we have them do their verses to memorize their verse so that they can have candy. Well, this week's Easter. You can just have one free. There you go. And that same evening, I had a family, a friend, that she was sharing how her and her husband, they haven't even given out the eggs yet, the Easter eggs, because it's still Easter. You can still have the Easter party today. You can have the eggs today. You can have the bunny today. Because we believe that the party just begins. And even after the 8 days, the Easter season is 50 days long, or Lent was 40 days. So I always remember that we don't just stop. I always go against Hallmark about the cards. I bet they're already off the shelf. Well, it is still Easter. Now today is divine mercy. It was a gift for all of our churches in the world that the second Easter weekend will be now divine mercy. We listen to our responsorial psalm, His mercy endures forever. I was hard-pressed and was falling, but the Lord helped me. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. Divine mercy is the divinity. It's the perfect love. It's the love that gives us mercy, which is forgiveness, compassion, and empathy. The second I want to share today is that divine mercy. We listen to the gospel. Again, the disciples were locked in a room because they were scared. Jesus was just killed. They thought they were on their way to be killed the same time. And so they're locked in this room, and Jesus, because He was in a different dimension, didn't have to open the door. He just came in. And He said first, "Peace be with you." That is divine mercy, peace, that love and compassion that He gives each and every one of us. And He said that not just once, but twice. And then the third thing He said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." He's telling that to His disciples. "My Father has sent me to be with you, to give my life, to sacrifice myself for you, and now you are to work with me. You are to follow me." And then something very interesting. I mean, imagine right now, this is what was in the gospel today. And if I came out and I just breathe on you, that'd seem a little weird, wouldn't it? So Jesus, when He went into this room, He then said, "Peace be with you, the Father sent me to you, and now I come to you to serve you." and he breathes on the disciples. Might seem odd for us, but if you actually read the Bible, the first chapter, what did God do to the water? He breathed the wind or the spirit. God is now sending through his Son his breath, his spirit, his wind. Imagine if you are in the same room and somebody that you knew died, that you absolutely love. And they came in and they said something to you. Would you not remember exactly what they told you? Would you not just be locked in to listen? This is what Jesus said. One of the first few words, again, peace be with you, the Father, and breathing. This is the first, one of the first things he said. Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. It's one of the first things he said when he rose from the dead. Receive the Spirit after I breathed on you, and know that your sins can be forgiven. I imagine my grandma, if she came to me as a loved one, one of my favorite persons in my family who has died, I will always remember it and have that, just that powerful just experience to know what she would say to me. And that's what Jesus is telling that to you. The Holy Spirit, the mercy, the divinity, and forgiveness from sins. Brothers and sisters, no matter where you are in your life, in your spiritual life, in your relationship with Jesus Christ, he loves you. He wants you. Know that wherever your history is, know that you're always welcome with Jesus Christ. He is your Savior. He is your friend. And he did everything for you. Continue to walk with our Lord, especially today on Divine Mercy, the second weekend of Easter, and know that it is continuing to be Easter, the resurrection, the gifts that he gives us because he loves us. And all we have to do is turn back to him and ask for forgiveness from our own sins, that we can walk with him each and every day.